Please stand by. Good day, everyone. Welcome to the Sko Group's first quarter 2006 earnings conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Blake Stoll, Public Relations Director. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the SCO Group's fiscal first quarter 2006 financial results conference call. At this time, everyone is in listen-only mode. Later in the call, we will have a question-and-answer session. During that question-and-answer session, the company will only be taking questions on the company's Unix and EdgeClick Digital Services business. Today's call is being recorded. Participating on the call today are Darryl McBride, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Burt Young, Chief Financial Officer. Each of you should have a copy of the press release issued this afternoon containing our results, which we will be discussing further in this call. The information provided during this call will include forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These forward-looking statements are made only as of the date of this conference call, and we undertake no obligation to update or revise the forward-looking information, whether as a result of new information, future developments, or otherwise. Our performance is subject to significant risks and uncertainties, known and unknown, that could cause our actual results to differ materially from those that may be anticipated by the forward-looking statements. These risks and uncertainties may cause our actual results, level of activity, performance, or achievements to be materially different from any projections or future results implied by these forward-looking statements. Accordingly, you should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. For a full discussion of these and other risks and uncertainties, please see our annual report on Form 10-K for the fiscal year ended October 31st, 2005, and other reports we have filed with the SEC, all available at www.sco.com. I will now turn the call over to Darryl McBride, President and Chief Executive Officer of the SCO Group.
Okay, thanks, Blake, and thanks, everyone, for joining us on today's call. The first quarter was a challenging one for SCO, but notwithstanding the difficulty of the quarter, I'm happy to report that the company is taking steps to improve the revenue-generating opportunities for our business for the subsequent quarters in 2006, and I'll be outlining more on those later in this call. I am pleased that the company's Unix division continued to generate cash in Q1 with sales of our SCO Open Server and UnixWare products to many businesses around the globe. In the last month, the company released its much-anticipated EdgeClick digital services platform and began selling the Me Inc. Shout and Vote digital services based on this EdgeClick technology. These services can now originate from a smart handheld device and proliferate to desktops, laptops, web terminals, and other smart handhelds. In addition to the company's Unix division generating cash, the company completed a $10 million private equity investment during the quarter that will give us additional capital to assure the company can continue to achieve our business goals. And lastly, during Q1, the company made its final $2 million quarterly payment in attorney fees to our lawyers in protecting the company's intellectual property. I'll now turn the call over to Burt Young, our CFO, for an overview of the company's financial results. Burt?
Thanks, Carl. Good afternoon, everyone. The company reported revenue of $7.3 million for the first quarter of fiscal year 2006 as compared to revenue of $8.9 million for the comparable quarter the prior year. The decrease in revenues were primarily attributable to continued competitive pressures on the company's Unix products and services, primarily from Linux. The net loss applicable to common stockholders for the first quarter of fiscal year 2006 was $4.6 million, or a loss of 23 cents per diluted common share, compared to a net loss attributable to common stockholders of $3 million, or 17 cents per diluted common share, reported in the comparable quarter of the prior year. Included in the net loss attributable to common stockholders for the first quarter of 2006 was $401,000 of stock-based compensation as a result of the company's adoption of SFAS number 123, which now requires the expensing of options and awards granted to employees. Revenue generated from the Unix business for the first quarter of fiscal year 2006 was $7.3 million for the first quarter as compared to revenue of $8.8 million for the comparable quarter the prior year. Even though revenue was down quarter over quarter, the Unix business continued to generate positive cash flow for the first quarter. For this first quarter of 2006, the cost of revenue for the Unix business was $1.2 million, resulting in a gross margin of $6.1 million, or 83%, which is consistent with that generated in prior quarters. Costs and expenses for the Unix business, including the stock-based compensation of approximately $0.4 million, were $6.6 million, which were slightly lower than our expectations. As a management team, we're pleased that our Unix business continued to generate positive cash flow, but we clearly are not satisfied with that business's revenue. Over the coming quarters, we will increase our marketing efforts for our existing Unix technologies and release Me Inc. digital products and services for our partners and customers in an effort to turn revenue around. Revenue derived from the SCOSource licensing was $30,000. As we've stated in prior quarters, this revenue stream will continue to be difficult to predict. However, we believe that as we see progress in the courtroom validating our intellectual property claims, we may begin to see additional SCOSource revenue over time. As in previous quarters, we continue to classify legal and professional fees and other costs and expenses that relate directly to the enforcement of our intellectual property rights as cost of revenue. For the first quarter of fiscal year 2006, these costs were $4.0 million. Included in the cost for the first quarter was the final $2 million payment to Boies Schiller & Flexner, $1.7 million in costs for escrow-related expenses for expert, technical, and damage review, as well as other costs of the firms, and the remaining $0.3 million was for internal costs associated with the litigation. Going forward, the total cost of SCOSource licensing will decrease since we've made the final $2 million payment to Boies Schiller & Flexner, and we expect that for the next couple of quarters, the escrow and internal costs will, on average, remain consistent with those incurred during the first quarter of fiscal year 2006. As the company had previously reported, we completed a $10 million private placement of approximately 2,852,000 shares of our common stock to existing SCO shareholders and one member of the board of directors. This cash infusion shows the confidence that these investors have in our business plan. As of January 31, 2006, our cash and cash equivalents and available for sale securities were approximately $19.2 million. In addition, approximately $1.8 million remains in an escrow account and is classified as a component of restricted cash as of October 31, 2005. At the end of the quarter, leaving the company with a $21 million in cash. Given this position, the company is confident that it will be able to execute on its business strategies and see its intellectual property litigation through to its conclusion. With that, I'll hand things back to you, Darrell.
Okay, thanks, Bert. So now I'm going to spend the remainder of the call addressing our business performance and future opportunities. During Q1, the company's Unix business was again able to generate positive cash flow in North America. The company entered into sales with such customers as CSK Auto, Circuit City, Walgreens, McDonald's, Thompson Financial, and WebMD. In Europe and the Middle East, the company had sales wins with Deutsche Bahn, Converse, Marconi, UK's Ministry of Defense, and Argos, which is one of the UK's largest retailers. In Asia, the company completed sales to two very large Indian banks and the Indonesian tax agency. In addition to these sales, hundreds of SCO retailers throughout the world sold SCO solutions into many small and medium-sized businesses. So, more specifically, around the Unix business, during Q1, the company worked closely with MySQL to complete much of the work required to certify MySQL as a database platform on SCO Open Server 6. This was an important step in opening up sales opportunities for SCO and MySQL customers. SCO already has a number of customers that are running MySQL databases on SCO Unix, and these customers are experiencing some real advantages in terms of the reliability, performance, management, and support that comes with the combination of SCO Unix and MySQL. We anticipate that the company and our customers will benefit greatly from this partnership with MySQL. We continue to see the sales of Skull Open Server 6 with each subsequent quarter that customers have had to plan, test, and implement the latest Open Server solution in their environments. The Open Server environment continues to impress customers with the level of performance and reliability it provides to their business and customers. One of the resellers, Pro Systems, recently helped a customer switch out a Windows Server 2003 system in favor of Skull Open Server. The customer's daily ordering system, which had previously taken up to 16 hours to complete because of their Windows system's sluggish performance, was now taking 10 minutes using Skull Open Server. With their Skull solution in place, the company's business was back on track, and they've never had to reboot the server since. Based on customer feedback we received, this customer's experience was the norm and not the exception. In our upcoming quarters, we'll continue to market these reliable Skull Unix solutions through city-to-city tours, webinars, user meetings, trade shows, and of course at our company's annual conference, Skull Forum, which will be taking place this year in Las Vegas, August 6th through the 9th, and we do look forward to seeing many of you there. So let's switch gears now and talk for a moment about EdgeQuick and Me Inc. During Q1, the company worked hard to complete the finishing touches on our previously announced digital services technology for smart handheld devices. I'm pleased to say that following the close of our first quarter, the company introduced our EdgeQuick digital services platform and the general availability of some of our own EdgeQuick digital services that we call Me Inc. EdgeQuick is an ecosystem that provides solution partners and corporate developers with Java, web services, and other network programming techniques that are required to create and deliver rich mobile services. Skull used the EdgeQuick platform to create and deliver our own set of digital services to market under the brand name Me Inc. The Me Inc. Shout and Volt services have enabled individuals, businesses, and organizations to communicate, collaborate, and control their information in completely new ways. Using the Me Inc. Shout service, users have quickly created and distributed important messages in a personalized way to many thousands of people at once, all from their smart handheld device. Customers have tested and used these services. The ones that have tested and used them, I should say, have included universities, professional sports teams, touring musicians, politicians, and a number of others. Using the Me Inc. Volt service, companies and organizations have quickly polled customers for their opinions on what matters most to them. One such customer of the Volt service, a family of auto dealerships, is using the Volt application to quickly solicit feedback from customers on their level of service, professionalism, their buying experience, and many other areas important to that dealer. While introducing these digital services to the marketplace, Skull has also created new opportunities for our channel and solution partners. This is generating new kinds of partners for Skull in the form of sales agents that are now selling these digital services on a grassroots level. In addition, solution partners are registering with Skull to use the EdgeQuick platform to create new kinds of custom digital services for their customers. We highlighted some of these partners during our announcement last week with companies such as ASK Technologies and Mobile BIS. These solution partners are creating mobile business solution practices as part of their business and delivering digital services to their customers. We anticipate signing up and working with many such solution partners through 2006 as companies look to implement the kind of digital services that the EdgeQuick platform can provide. For me, the EdgeQuick environment is really a turning point for SCO. We're launching new products in a new space using a subscription model, which is attracting new customers to SCO. So how is this new initiative going to fare? I believe right now it's a little bit too early to tell, but digital services on handheld devices is a huge and growing market. Skull has been working hard for more than 2 years on this technology, and employees in the company have been passionately involved. EdgeQuick Digital Services from Skull opens up a new chapter for our company, and we look forward to updating you more on our progress in the coming quarters. Let me give you a couple updates on the litigation, then we'll go to Q&A. In keeping with the court's deadline on December 22nd, Skull's legal team submitted a filing identifying with specificity 294 disclosures of material allegedly misused by IBM. Fact discovery will be wrapping up here soon, and we'll continue with expert discovery and move into the final stretch before trial in February of 2007. The trial in the Skoll versus Novell case has been set for June 25, 2007. Discovery is just commencing in that case, and we look forward to having our claims heard in the near future. We continue to remain confident of our claims and our legal team, and look forward to a successful conclusion to the litigation so that we can turn our full attention to our business initiatives. With that, I'll now turn the call over to the operator and open up the phone lines for any questions that you might have.
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key, followed by digit 1, your touchtone telephone. If you're joining us today using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We'll proceed in the order that you signal us, and we'll take as many questions as time permits. Once again, please press star 1 if you do have a question. We'll pause just a moment. The first question will come from Stephen Von Nichols with Ziff Davis Internet.
Hi there, Daryl.
Blake. Hey, Stephen, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I have two scattershot questions here. One is, I noticed that you still have $1.75 million in an escrow account, but at the same time you said that you have now paid off your final $2 million payment for your legal assistance. What is that $1.75 million for if it's not for legal fees?
Okay, Bert, do you want to take that?
Yeah, the difference, Stephen, is legal fees that pays the lawyers for their time and efforts versus the escrow we've been using to pay the expenses, travel expenses of the lawyers, technical experts, damage experts, other fees like that are working on the case. So what we're stopping is there'll be no more payments to the lawyers for their work. They're now on their own nickel, if you will,
right.
But we will continue to pay expenses up and through the trial as we go forward.
Okay, that's what I thought was the case. This is probably also a question that you could answer, Bert. And looking at the overall finances, it appears that your compensation to employees went down $500,000 from the last quarter to this quarter. Has SCO laid off employees, or am I misreading that?
Well, I think we talked about it at the end of the last quarter. We haven't laid off as much as we've redeployed some employees from California to our engineering base in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
That process, we've had some people leave. Many of those positions are going to be refilled in New Jersey. So we do have a time here where the costs are down and probably will be down a little bit from what they were, but I wouldn't say we've had a big layoff or anything. We've just redeployed them, and in the process of doing that, costs are down a little bit.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yep.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Again, if you do have a question, please press star 1. We'll pause for just a moment. We have a question from Han Trong with Gold Cap.
Yes, I wonder how you can predict the new technology, incorporation for next quarter. How much will you generate for that revenue?
Okay. Yeah, so we just started going out with this generally available here for purchase within the last week. The NINC initiative has been going on now for a couple of years, and we're proud to have gotten through the last quarter where we did our testing, the beta testing, and then actually launching this and going right towards the end of the quarter, I guess, when we really went out with it. But as of the last week or two, we have initiated the first sales cycles. It is very premature right now to be able to give you estimates. In fact, I think it might take you know, a couple quarters before we can really give any guidance that would be meaningful. I guess anecdotally, what we can say around the MEAG revenue line as well as the business model in general is we're pleased that we're in an environment that has a significant amount of demand for these products. We're pleased that the sales cycle is measured now in hours and minutes, not in quarters and years. We believe that the expertise we bring to the table in terms of all this back-end processing that accelerate the performance of digital applications or digital services on your handheld is significant and an important thing that we can bring to the industry. And so we're bullish on it at the excitement level, at the numbers level. You know, we've got to convert excitement now into numbers, and we look forward to going after that. But to be frank, it's premature to be running around claiming victory here until we see how this plays out.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yep.
Yeah, you're taking the call. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
As a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Again, we'll pause for just a moment. That concludes the question and answer session. Mr. McBride, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for joining us here on the call today. As maybe just a tag-on statement to what we just said there on the Me Inc. and underneath that, the infrastructure side of EdgeClick, we believe we do have a very compelling business opportunity. We look forward to moving on that opportunity. You'll see an announcement coming out in the next day or two. I'll preempt our PR director, Blake Stoll. I'll steal a little bit of Stoll thunder here, if you will, on a thing you'll see coming out around an award that we've won on Me Inc. And on the EdgeClick technology underlying Me Inc. And so we're proud of the work that the team here is doing. You know, we've been fighting very hard to complete our business strategies, to make our business strategies come to fruition, which is to work hard to defend our rights in the Unix business, but also, importantly, to go out after this new business that we see as a big market opportunity on these new smart handheld devices. So with that, we'll go back to work, and we look forward to talking to you again here in 90 days, and I hope we have some good news to tell you on the launch of our new products. But in the meantime, it's back to work. So thanks for joining us here today.
That concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation.